Charles Ford. He's a member of the Lansing School District Board of Education. Mr. Ford, how are you, sir?
Good, Tony. How about yourself?
I'm doing very well. We love talking with Charles Ford. Most guests aren't early risers, and Mr. Ford is up and at 'em, and we appreciate that greatly.
No problem.
Tell me about the meeting yesterday with the Board of Education. What happened?
Well, it was quite interesting that we had a coalition from Sexton High School, Save Our Sexton, and also a coalition from Eastern High School coming down to support each other, saying keep both schools open. There was some type of, I think, misunderstanding or miscommunication through the paper that they thought that the board was going to be taking some type of action on some type of school closure, and that wasn't the case at all. But it was good to hear from the number of people, especially students, coming down and talking about how important it was to keep both schools open.
It's interesting to see that there are supporters from Eastern and Sexton as they hope to keep those schools open. You know, we've had those organizations that you mentioned on the program, and there's an undertone that they think that they're not going to allow to have a voice or be a part of the process when it's decided what school closed, and they believe that there's not enough transparency when decisions like this are discussed and made. What's your take on that?
Well, that's not correct, Tony. You know, it might appear that way sometimes because when we have committees like the restructuring committee, they are working to see what type of recommendations they want to make to the board, and not everybody gets an opportunity or takes the opportunity to go to those meetings. However, before a school can be closed, we have to have several meetings with the community. There has to be information discussion with the board, recommendations from the administration. It will be on our agenda. There will be plenty of opportunity for people to come down and speak. But you got to keep in mind, no recommendation has been made at this point, other than a report that came out of the restructuring committee that said that we should go to a Everett Eastern concept or Everett Sexton concept. We've had committees way back when Hollister was part of a chairing a committee that they recommended that we close the high school at that time. But there's always been those types of recommendations, but we're not even close to that point where we're looking at closing a high school.
Will a decision on closing a high school be made before or after a new superintendent is hired?
Well, you know, that's something that's up for discussion. You know, as we go through the budget year and looking at balancing our budget and things of that nature, we're always looking at ways of saving money and what's in the best interest of the district. So those issues are always on the table. They've been on the table for the last 20 years that maybe a school should be closed. We had a number of supporters that came down from Rio Road because that was a recommendation that came out of restructuring that maybe we should close and combine some elementary schools. But we're not even at that point right now. We're looking at where we should go with the superintendent search. At this point, the board has voted to have an interim superintendent and go through that search. I do support going through that process right now, even though I did not vote to do that. I thought we should go through and go for a permanent superintendent at this time to clear up some of the interim jobs that we do have so we can move forward. But it was the board's decision by vote that we select an interim superintendent at this time.
All right, so that process has started. When do you hope to fill that interim superintendent
We're hoping to do that as quickly as possible because a couple of things will come out of that. That person will be here during the time that Dr. Wallace would be here to learn what types of things that the district is already doing and what type of direction we should go in. Because if we do get a permanent superintendent and it's not the interim, then that person will be there to help with the transition of that permanent person. So I think it's important that we get someone as soon as possible.
All right, and then the hiring of the new superintendent, you think that'll be done in 2012?
You know what? I'm hoping it is, okay? But it may be longer than that, because even a couple of the people came out and said they want us to really be do a very good job and take our time and look at a person as a good fit for the district, because there are a lot of major decisions to be made. They're hoping that we don't look at closing a high school until we do get a permanent superintendent. So that's the reason for that. They said, take your time, look at the needs of the district, look at the knowledge, skills, and abilities that we need at this time, do a good job, select a permanent superintendent, but don't look at any school closures till after you get that permanent superintendent, so that person could look at the direction they want to go with the district and then see if that's the right fit.
Do you think a decision to close a school will be made in 2012?
Well, you know, there might be a decision to close a school. I don't see that it will be a decision to close a high school in 2012, but there might be a decision to close a school due to the fact that we might have some of our smaller buildings. We may need to consolidate there. But I think even that decision is still up in the air. So don't quote me that we will close a school. It is that there's a possibility that a school may be closed, but it will not be one of our bigger buildings.
Do you believe one should be closed over another? Do you have a preference at this time?
No, I don't. I don't, because we got great schools. I mean, I visited 15 schools on opening day. I visited three or four others, so I try to get to all the schools. And I tell you, we're hitting on all cylinders. Our administrators at our buildings are really passionate about what they're doing. Even at an elementary school level, we had more students that came to Lansing schools than we projected for this year, for this school year. And that's a great problem to have, with some overcrowding at the very beginning. That way, you can hire a lot more of your teachers back. Because we really don't know our numbers until opening day, and that opening day was a great day for us, and so we're moving forward. We're looking forward to it. Like I said, we got great schools, and our elementary schools are great. Our middle schools are picking up because of our theme schools, our magnet school situation, and our high schools, people have been out speaking very passionately about keeping our high schools open. Last night we recognized Everett's band, because out of the last 6 years, they've gone to bowl games, been voted one of the best bands, high school bands there. We got a lot of great things going in the Lansing School District, and we're excited about the up-and-coming year.
Charles Ford is a member of the Lansing School District's Board of Education. Mr. Ford, thanks so much for your time. Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you. So you too.